Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Summer breakfast on SEN. Big Bash not too far away. Very excited for it kicking off on Thursday night. You'll hear the opening game from 6 o'clock and you'll hear just about every minute of the Big Bash right across the SEN network throughout the summer. But with that in mind, it's only a couple of days away, Coons, from KFC Supercoach BBL. Have you got your team sorted out yet, you and Jax?
No, not yet. I might let Jax take over this year. He watches just about every delivery of the Big Bash, so we might have a joint Supercoach team this year.
It's actually a good idea. Supercoach.com.au for more information. It's time to register. Our resident expert when it comes to KFC Supercoach BBL is Timmy Mitchell. Tim, good morning.
G'day, Jack. Good to be with you again. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate it. What has the withdrawals done of Johnny Bairstow and Tom Curran to a lot of teams? Because I would imagine, especially after the year that he had last year, Curran would have been very popular.
Yeah, certainly, mate. These were probably two of the most popular players and two players that we were really looking forward to seeing in Big Bash 10. But unfortunately, it's probably not a surprise. Well, Johnny Bairstow got caught up to the England Test team, which caught the Melbourne Stars on the hop a little bit. But Tom Curran's withdrawn in the last couple of days for the Sydney Sixers, and that's based more around the fact that I think he's been in quarantine hubs in sort of the IPL and with the England team for so many months now and just wants to get back home to England and spend some time with his family. And probably inevitable that one of the big guns was going to withdraw based on those factors with the year we've had with COVID and everything. So from a Supercoach perspective, it probably brings some of the second tier guys at those two teams into the selection mix more than anything else, Jack. And you're looking at someone like probably Dan Christian up at the Sydney Sixers, and the replacement that the Melbourne Stars have signed for Johnny Bairstow is a West Indian guy called Andre Fletcher as well. He's an opening batsman, a pretty hard-hitting wicket-keeper, and I think he's going to be reasonably popular as well based on the fact that the Melbourne Stars play twice in round one of KFC Supercoach.
Give us five bolters, please, Tim. Who do we have to have in our side this year?
Yeah, there are a few names, Coons, that have put themselves in front of the KFC Supercoach selectors in the last couple of weeks. There's some really good form, and Max Bryant's one that I think you've really got to look at. Only 67K in KFC Supercoach hit. Well, Chris Lynn took a lot of the headlines on the weekend with his big hitting up in the Queensland Premier cricket comp, but Max Bryant hit 123 off 52 balls and 132 off 68 balls on the same day that Chris Lynn went bananas. So really like Max Bryant at a cheap price. Ben McDermott's another guy that has represented Australia at T20 level, hit 96 off 49 in a trial match yesterday against the Sydney Sixers. He's going to be involved in the first game of the BBL 10 tomorrow night, so I think Ben McDermott's another one. Three others to look at, Jack Wildermuth, I should say. He's only 62K, has moved up to the Brisbane Heat from the Melbourne Renegades and should get plenty more opportunity. And a couple of other guys that are probably lesser known, but Dilbar Hussain, who played one game last season for the Melbourne Stars, I think he's going to have a really important role to play with no Harris Routh returning after he got caught up to the Pakistan international team based on what he did in the BBL last year for the Stars. And Aaron Hardy's another guy from the Scorchers. Looks like he's going to get plenty of opportunity early on. Ashton Agar's out injured, and Cam Green, we know how well he's been doing playing for Australia A and potentially for the Test team as well. So it looks like there's going to be an opportunity for an all-rounder to step up over at the Scorchers.
So, Tim, just for those who are thinking about playing along or do have their team, just quickly explain to us, if you can, the rolling lockout system for this year, because it can be hard sometimes with games basically being played every day.
Yeah, definitely, Jack. So I think the main thing to note is that if you do miss sort of the initial kickoff of the competition tomorrow night with the Hurricanes and the Sixers playing, you can still pick a team over round one as well. So it'll only mean that you can't pick players from the Hurricanes and the Sixers. So all those players are locked out as soon as that match starts. But from the other six Big Bash teams, you can still pick a Supercoach team and get involved at supercoach.com.au, take on Warney, Ishigua, Mike Hussey and all our other experts.
Supercoach.com.au is where you need to head. Hey, Tim, thank you very much. We'll check in with you next week and we'll have some games to talk about and we'll have some scores to talk about as well.
Yeah, terrific voice. Have a good morning.
Tim Mitchell joining us from Big Bash League Supercoach. He's the very best at it. Supercoach.com.au, the best fantasy game around. Does that help you out a little bit?
Yeah, it's good info. We love that. A few bolters. Putting you on the spot, who would be your first picked in your Supercoach team coming up?
Glenn Maxwell.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to go past him.
If he's available for every game.
Don't know if he'll get you many points this year, but
probably.
Oh, he might. Oh,
he was good last night.
Yeah, he
batted very well last night.
Unless he gets called up to the test squad.
Yeah, which I don't think he will, to be honest. So, yeah, Glenn Maxwell would be first picked. I actually would have had Tom Curran from the Sixers because he bowls his four overs. He bats somewhere around the sort of five or six mark as well. He's really good, complete T20 cricketer. We're going to talk T20 cricket across the morning. Benny Howe's a fantastic story. Dragged from club cricket with Buckley Ridges in the Dandenong District League to play with the Melbourne Renegades. He'll join us. Brett Ratton, the coach of the St Kilda Footy Club, and Nicola Carey from the Aussie women's team as well. Stick around. Plenty more to come.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.